fighting, hatred, fear. Had enough of the noise?
Father, so much for this moment. I love you so much. Oh, so good to be here with you all, healers. Aloha and welcome, healers, to Energetic Health Radio. And we have a fun show for you today. There's a lot going on. You know, it's like, you know, you just start getting into a groove and everything starts moving in such a beautiful way once you, I think, get into a flow. We're going to talk today about gratitude and grace. And we're going to talk today about something I'm going to be teaching a bit more on, re-enlightenment, which I think is a more apt description of what we're going through. You know, the last couple days, let's see, what's gone on? I worked 11 straight hours on Monday, 11 straight hours on Tuesday, did some work after getting a little bite, you know. And then the next day, I recorded for 8 hours a whole series on EMFs and how we have solutions for EMFs, but just not in the way you think, that we're not going to be able to shield from them, but we don't need to shield from them. If we have better habits around them, understand what's really going on with them, and especially commit to reestablishing our connection with Mother Earth. And we're going to show you a number of ways on how to do that. So before we get into the philosophical discussion, which can kind of just take off, I want to cover some, I guess, some notes with you all of things that are upcoming. First and foremost, at the Energetic Health Institute, we have our detox starting up on, actually it started yesterday, but we do keep enrollment open for the first week. So if it's something you really want to get into, you want to learn how to cleanse your body, detox your cells, fast, you want to get those skill sets for yourself. These are essential skill sets in this age of bioweapons, healers. You want to get those and you have the time to do it right now, come on and join us. The enrollment is still open all the way through the 29th of March. It'll likely be open. And we do have a couple of spaces. We have a really nice class size, but we have a couple of spaces. And we just feel so, it's so important for you all to get these skill sets that we'll fit you in. All right. If you got the time, we'll make the space for you. So go to Energetic Health Institute and make sure you check out our cleansing and fasting certification under our certifications on our menu. And I think there's probably going to be on our opening slider, a little image on it too, but just find it, check it out, see if it's right for you. We'd love to have you come in and study with us. On Wednesday, the 27th, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, healingfortheages.com, Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Ed Group, Dr. Janice Schmidt, and myself are going to get together and we are going to share what we have been researching. Another masterclass, free to the public. Everybody can come and hang out with us. We're going to do this again, healers. We had a great one in February. We're going to do this again in March, March 27th, Wednesday. Put it on your calendar, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be releasing our EMF guide, our 5G EMF solutions. We're going to release them. I know a lot of people have been really curious about them, and we're going to explain what's going on. I just recorded, like I said, like 6 hours. We did 6 hours of filming yesterday on and showing how we tested everything, showing the meters, showing what's going on so that you can recreate those tests if you want. If that's not your interest, that's fine. That is probably going to be put all of that into a course, but I'm sure I'm going to share one or two of those videos with everybody that signs up for the free EMF guide. We want you to get this. You need to get this. We have very key high level things to get across to you on the upcoming masterclass on Wednesday, please make sure to attend. These are very, very important, not just to your immediate health, but your long-term health living in this age of bioweapons. And make no mistake, 5G is a bioweapon, okay? But that's not anything we have to be afraid of. And we'll show you why, and we'll show you what you can do. And the nice thing about it is you're not going to have to break the bank to do all this stuff. Like we say, the best medicines in life are actually free. Okay. And Mother Earth is an incredible healer when you allow yourself to be reconnected to her. We're going to show you some really cool stuff. So check it out. Go to healingfortheages.com for next Wednesday. I think that's it for kind of the announcements, other than just say, make sure you check out Looking for Healing Radio right here on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network as well. Make sure you go to the show page. You can ask questions every Friday. We do a Q&A session, free Q&A session for our audience. And we're grateful to you. And hopefully what we are sharing with you is making sense and some things that you can put into play for yourself and really help you and the people that you love, because that's what it's all about. That's why we're doing this, right? Goodness, my goodness. Where to begin on this, right? Where to begin on this? I don't know where to begin on this. So I guess we'll start with some Manly P. Hall. All right. I want to read you a couple excerpts from some of his unpublished pages from the Secret Teachings of All Ages. Manly P. Hall, who I'm just getting acclimated to and acquainted with, brilliant mind, brilliant philosopher, deep thinker, deep researcher, just really, really good one. I can't wait to read the actual Secret Teachings of All Ages. Like, that's my next one. He's got a whole catalog of wisdom that he's left for us to be able to benefit from. Let me read a couple of things from you. This is from his lecture on differences between knowledge and belief. Just read a couple of excerpts. Let's consider the difference between fact and belief. The world is ruled by beliefs. Men are servants to their attitudes, their beliefs. Standards of right and wrong are beliefs. One fact gives to the individual who possesses it absolute power. When an individual knows nothing, there's going to be a problem. But when the individual knows something, his strength is equal to his knowing, and his weakness is about equal to his belief. Textbooks are aggregations of beliefs. How is it possible to change belief or knowledge? Then comes the great test, namely, there is no such thing as second-hand knowledge. When it becomes second-hand, it becomes a belief. Vision or knowledge cannot be communicated, bought or sold or exchanged. It is not a commodity. Knowing is an interval of realization, nor can the nature of it be communicated. Each person must himself become a knower. Remember when I'm telling you healers, stop being a patient and start being a student? This is what he's talking about. Each person must himself become a knower. Knowledge is born out of you. Beliefs are hung on to you. He's equating belief systems, especially those taught today by these crazy folks doing liquid death water and venom energy bowl, Red Bull drinks and stuff. Folks, you can't make this stuff up, right? They're like leeches that hang on to you, these belief systems. Knowledge is within. Belief comes from without. It is knowledge of the individual that picks up the rest of humanity and sweeps it with them, for man cannot resist the power of it. Knowledge is realization, and innate knowledge is innate realization of a fact. We know the truth when we hear it, right? When somebody says something, you just know, like, yep, that's the truth. You just, it's because they're stating a fact, not a belief. And this has been for us healers, one of my big issues with what's going on in the world, especially as it is equated to science. You hear people like Fauci and friends and all of them talking about, well, I believe this and I believe that. Well, you're not talking about science anymore. You're talking about belief. And if you're talking about belief, you're not necessarily talking about fact. It doesn't make belief necessarily bad, in my opinion. But if you are purporting your belief to be a fact, now we have an issue. And where that takes us to is a necessity to prove. See, that's where science comes in. See, we got this thing conflated right now where we think science is technology. And science isn't necessarily technology. Science is curiosity. Science is asking questions about what's going on and then setting up hypotheses and theories that you can then test to see if you can get reproducibility and if other people can do the same. It doesn't require technology. Science does not require technology, and especially this abominations that they're putting out right now. Science is the pursuit of knowledge, and that's what Manly P. Hall is talking about here as well. So let me read a little bit more from this chapter. This is a really good one, right? Because it's so wonderful when you get to a place of knowledge, on your own journey of re-enlightenment. When you get to a place of knowledge and then you go and you read someone who's come before you and it's like, oh my God, he's saying the same thing I'm saying. It's like, well, hold on, let me reframe that. I'm saying the same thing he's saying, which is an affirmation that we've transcended belief and we've gotten into just an understanding of knowledge. So one of the things you'll hear me say is facts don't require belief. Facts are truth in and of themselves. The great enemy of a nefarious intent are facts. That's why people who are evil go to such great lengths to suppress facts and cater to your beliefs. You see, that's where ill intent comes in, willful misconduct comes in. And the core of it is really selfishness. If I had to give you a few dark energies that are pervasive and highly destructive, pervasive throughout our world and highly destructive within our world, I would tell you selfishness is definitely in the top four. I would tell you greed is another one. And then somebody might say to me, well, what about hedonism? I'd be like, yeah, it's horrible, but really it's just an expression of selfishness. And I've thought about this a little bit, I don't know what's worse than selfishness and greed. And you can make an argument that greed is just selfishness as well. So it starts taking me to a place where I go, I don't know if there's anything worse than selfishness. And perhaps what we should be focusing on is teaching our children and people all around us the joy of being selfless. That there's an absolute joy and a huge reward within it. The reward is the act of selflessness and how you feel when you're doing it. Think about yourself when you're doing something really good and nice for somebody, right? And you're just doing it just because, right? Random act of kindness. Think about how good that feels, right? Think about the last time you do it. One of the questions I love to ask myself every day, every morning when I'm getting into my flow, I wake up now and me, I'm going to go number two. And I'm going to tell you, I actually have a sticker on my truck that says I pooped today, so that everybody can know. All right. And then, but I wake up, poop, and then I go and I have some of my home-brewed holy water, right? I structure my water, take it outside, put my feet on the ground, I earth, and I bring a book with me and I read while I'm allowing sunlight in the red spectrum to hit me in the solar plexus. And I feel great, folks. This is like, yeah, this is the great start to my day. Now I can go and be in front of technology for 11 hours in a day And then go and, because I'm going to go back when I sleep. When I sleep, I'm going to sleep grounded as well. But I have a lifestyle that's really supporting the use of the technology. Where I want to get to today in the next segment is I want to get into I don't matter, because I think it's a fundamental thing that we all experience. And it's something that after 33 years of really tussling with it, I feel like I finally figured this out for myself. And I think I can share something with you in a story that maybe can help you figure it out for yourself too. Because when we get that solved, that thing solved, it allows us to really step back into our re-enlightenment. And that's where we get to see gifts and graces. I should say gratitudes and graces. That was a crazy thought that just came in. Gratitude and grace being instrumental in the expression of knowledge over belief. Now, I don't know how much time I have left in this segment. Maybe my person will cue me right now and I'm on the screen and just say, I got 2 minutes. Good. I got 2 minutes to talk. Good. I got 2 minutes to read you some more Manly P. Hall before we get into some storytelling in the next segment. One of my favorite quotes from Manly is this one so far. Man's reward to the knower is persecution. We're talking Socrates here. We're talking, people that Jesus, we're talking about you're a knower and the world doesn't want to have knowers. We want to just be stuck with our beliefs so that you're going to receive persecution. But I think we've all found that those people who are evolving and people who are really into learning more at deeper levels about themselves have understood that, yeah, you're going to be persecuted for becoming a better version of you. How interesting, right? But that, of course, doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. I'm going to read one more quote and then we'll go to break and I'll come back and I got a really cool story to tell you. Story of 33 years in the making, folks. 33 years in the making. I'll tell you that today is my 20th day of my adult life where I've been free. My 20th day. I've only been free for 20 days of my life. These last 20 days have been beautiful. Manly says right here, the first step to the completeness of spiritual and individual consciousness is simply the discovery of a fact. So if you are in pursuit of a greater understanding of yourself, if you are in pursuit of a greater understanding of what's going on in the world and your place within it, if you're in a pursuit of your own personal evolution and discovery of what true powers you possess, the first step for all of us is the same: searching for facts so that we can let go of beliefs, especially beliefs like I don't matter, that only serve us to the extent that it helps us create self-inflicted wounds. We'll talk about those self-inflicted wounds right after these messages, so stay tuned.
Spike proteins help viruses enter into your cells, disrupting your health and your well-being. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body of spike proteins, which allows your body to repair from within, supporting your immune and respiratory systems and regulating your inflammatory response. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research. HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutLoud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
All right, healers, welcome back. Welcome back. As you know by now, please make sure and go and check out globalhealingfolks.com. Check out their catalog. Put in promo code OUTLOUD. Get yourself 15% off. Try out their liver cleanse, their 5-day liver cleanse. It's excellent. Try out their vitamin C. It's excellent. Try out Ultimate Cellular Health, inspired by me. Go get their bioactive copper. I'm taking that right now, folks. It's sitting on my desk. It's going in. And why am I taking the bioactive copper? Because when I drink the home-brewed holy water and I take the bioactive copper and then I go out earth or ground, now I'm going to have a better conduction of bringing those wonderful healing electrons from Mother Earth into my body. All right? There's a method to the madness. Believe me, it's madness. But there's a method to it as well. So make sure you go and check out the catalog at Global Healing. .com and make sure you put in promo code out loud and get yourself some savings and some great medicine, best medicine in the world that you can buy. I'd also encourage you to go over to Energetic Health Institute. We just finished putting out some really incredible stuff. We've started building out over the last few months companies we trust. So if you go to our energetichealthinstitute.org and you go to the menu, you'll see it stands out now, companies we trust. You can see all the companies in different categories, from supplements to organic foods to clean meats to home-brewed holy water to EMF grounding. We always get these wonderful questions to saunas. We get these wonderful questions from people like, okay, who can I trust? Who can I purchase from and know that what I'm getting is a quality product? Well, if they're on that list, folks, if they've made that list at the Energetic Health Institute, that's something we use and we stand by. Okay, so that's where I would go and spend my money there. You'll see links to Global Healing. You'll see links to Janna's All Natural, Artist Labs. You know, I'm telling you, those are my first three go-tos before I look anywhere else, because I know the people. I know what's in their heart, and I know the great lengths they go to make sure they're providing products that they trust their own families to take, right? And that's really what it comes down to, you know? So great, great stuff. Just go to energetichealthinstitute.org and look for the page on companies we trust. Go take a look around there. And oftentimes when you click on those links, you'll get a discount. Not every time. Some of them we don't have affiliate accounts set up with, but because they don't offer it. But you go there, folks, I'm going to tell you, you are going to start being able to hone in on companies that you can trust. And we're just going to keep adding to it. Every single week, we seem to add a company or two to it. We want to keep the regenerative farms, the biodynamic farms, the small farms, the local people, the folks that don't have venture capital, you know, infecting them. We want to keep them in business, right? That's really what we have to do right now at this stage of the of this fight. Well, I want to tell you a story. Story 33 years in the making. And it really connects with something I've been curious about and struggling with at the same time. Grace. And I'll explain why in the next segment. When I was real little, 9, 10 years old, I come from a really big family. You know, I have 7 brothers and sisters. You know, with extended family and grandmothers and aunts and uncles and so many cousins and everything. It was very common for us to have 50 to 70 people at an event, folks. Like, you know, we would get together on Wednesdays at my grandmother's house, and there'd always be at least 30 people eating dinner together every Wednesday night. I mean, you want to talk about the family unit and the strength of it. It is really something that takes place around a meal. And especially a homemade meal, you know, and I think that's one of the big problems we see in our world right now. Less and less homemade meals, less and less families eating together. And when families are eating together, everybody's on their damn cell phones, you know, and we've allowed habits to degrade, right? But I remember growing up, just there was this incredible moment. And if you think back to when you were a kid, how bad you wanted to be an adult, right? How bad you wanted to be recognized as an adult. And I was certainly that. I'm the youngest of a bunch. And so I was always looking up to my bigger brothers and sisters and always wanted to tag along, especially because there was a little bit of distance between us in terms of age. I was, my sister who's closest to me is still 7 years older than I am, right? So it was like, I was always trying to keep up with everybody and I always wanted everything they were doing, even though of course I was too young most of the time. So there was a moment in my family where you were acknowledged as an adult. And my family is very much, I come from a family of teachers, so very much into education, you know, very much into being intellectuals. Isn't it a damn shame now how much fun, how much people who are intelligent and seek intelligence get made fun of? You know, Lisa Simpson, right? Every major comedy, they'll make fun of, like you watch Parks and Rec, they'll make fun of librarians. It's anybody who has intelligence is really there for comic relief now. 1880s, early 1900s, that era in there, that last little era, up until really the early 1900s, the celebrities were the most intelligent people in the world. And then that shifted, of course, with the Carnegies and the Morgans and the, you know, and the Rockefellers and Rothschilds and everything just taking a just chokehold on the planet. And, you know, they have no intention on people being intelligent or wanting to strive to be intelligent, right? So the knower has a reward, and that reward is persecution, right, in this world, because we don't celebrate the right things. Well, back then, what we were celebrating was our bar mitzvah, our quinceañera kind of thing in my family was graduation from high school. Graduation from high school was your coming of age. It was your acknowledgement within the family that you had accomplished something of significance and you are now being viewed as an adult as you were about to embark upon your college journey, right? So I watched this for all my brothers and sisters. I went to all their graduations and it was a blast, you know, these huge events, so many people. They get to walk across the stage. They get to get celebrated. I'm the youngest. I want that so bad. I'm like, yeah, I can't wait till mine comes up. This is going to be fantastic. My parents would throw these huge after parties for all their friends. I mean, it was a big, big deal, right? And it was a lot of fun. So for me growing up, you know, little 9, 10-year-old guy, you know, and looking at all this, I can't wait for my turn. I just can't wait. So I make sure, keep all my grades up, you know, this was expected in the household. Believe me, let me put it like this. In my household, B's were tolerated. Okay. That's the best thing I could say about a B. It was tolerated. All right. You were expected to bring home A's consistently all the time. I remember I brought a C home on a test that I just hadn't, like, I don't even know what I was doing. I just didn't even care about the test. I didn't study for it. And my mom and my dad lost their minds. It was like some psycho people. You know, I was like, my God, you know, I it was one of the few times I was actually afraid for my life. Like something bad is about to go down here. Okay. That's what it was in my household. Okay. Years go by. My brothers and sisters have gone on to college and graduated. Some of them have started, you know, family, stuff like that. And here comes my turn. Now, I had a really tumultuous relationship with my high school. I couldn't stand my high school. They couldn't stand me. It got so bad that by the end of it, at senior night, there was a, you know, that's where they recognize all the seniors and especially the honor students and the people who got full scholarships. Well, I was an honor student in spite of them, and I had earned a full scholarship to UCLA as well. Through the Jackie Robinson Foundation. every scholarship foundation comes and presents at senior nights all around the country. It's a standard kind of deal. My high school couldn't stand me so much, they told the Jackie Robinson Foundation, do not come. I didn't find this out until later, but they made sure that I was not acknowledged at senior night. Later at senior night, when they honored all the honor students and acknowledged all the honor students, I was the only honor student that wasn't acknowledged, right? It's just petty, you know, just petty, stupid stuff, right? Like, you should be proud that one of your graduates, you should try to market me, right? One of your graduates got a full scholarship, right? That seems like something you should brag to incoming parents about, right? Now, but it was all right, you know. My friends raised a little bit of ruckus about it, but I didn't care. It was like, whatever, you know, I'm just thinking about graduation and getting out of here. Now, remember what I said about graduation. This was a big deal, and I had a big family. You know, I mean, 50 people is not a small, like, little contingent coming to an event, right? But there was a problem. My sister wanted to get married on the same day. Now, my graduation, of course, was scheduled long before her thing, but she wanted to be married in this, you know how it is when your first marriage, especially, you want to be married in this place that you want to be in, the exact time you want it to be in, and all this stuff. Everything. So she impressed upon my parents her desires. My parents relented and, you know, without too much fanfare, said, sure, okay, we'll figure out how to make it work, right? I didn't have any say in this. And this starts an incredible injury to me that took me 33 years to kind of work through. On the day of graduation, and I thought I would have at least some of my family there to, you know, cheer for me and everything. And then we'd go up to the wedding was 200 miles away. So, you know, we were going to have to drive up later in the day. What ends up happening is my mom and my dad decide to tell everybody to go up to the wedding. Don't worry about the graduation. Again, I didn't have any say in this. One of my brothers, Bruce, said, nope, I'm going to the graduation, right? Which I'm so grateful he did that. Because apparently only three people came to my graduation. My mom, my dad, and my brother. Now, when my name is called, it's eerily silent. Like, there's nothing that, you know, the family that's there usually cheers first and then everybody jumps in afterwards. But it was just eerily silent, that awkward silence for a few seconds as I'm walking across the stage and people are looking around and then you can see them like, is anybody going to cheer for him? Or something? You know, so it's kind of like, okay. And that's the moment where I got instilled into my belief system. I don't matter. Now, my suspicion is many of us have had a similar revelation, a similar belief system established that I don't matter. And it's, of course, different events and different things happen, but it comes down to a belief system that gets installed. I don't matter. And what's happening? We begin as enlightened beings. That's what we love about children. You can see it in their eyes. And then we have these moments of trauma that come up that start to change our behavioral pattern, change our belief system about ourselves. And then the light starts getting dimmed. And that's what happened for me. The light started getting dim. I don't matter. Why would I have any other opinion? My family basically said, screw you. We're going up to this wedding. We're not going to celebrate. You don't get your own day. Everybody else got their own day and their acknowledgement of being an adult. This thing you've been waiting for 7 years, you don't get. My parents, apparently in a rush to get themselves ready and go up to Santa Barbara where the wedding was going to be, left right after my name was called. I didn't even see them after graduation. No pictures, no nothing like that. I have to take pictures with other people and their families and explain why my family isn't here. So I have to be an ambassador and make my family not look like they made a mistake to people like, oh, no, it's okay. You know, yeah, I'm in the wedding. I'm going to drive up there right now. I didn't even get to go to senior nights, like in senior parties and everything like that. I had to go to this wedding, right? Well, what ends up happening is, and my brother thankfully screams out, he's very ghetto like me, He screams out and he's like, "Yeah, dog, that's what I'm talking," you know, and then everybody starts cheering. So the awkward silence gets broken. And he's there afterwards, and then he's like, "All right, now we got to go. We have to drive." We were driving like 115 miles an hour to get to there on time, to get to the wedding on time and all this stuff. So it was kind of crazy, right? But what I want to share with everybody is this, because now there's a tendency for us to look at it and go, "Man, his parents suck." No, my parents were awesome. Okay, my parents were awesome. They raised eight kids and some other people's kids on teachers' salaries, and everybody had everything they needed, and everybody loved each other, and they put their kids in property, and everybody went and got a degree. No, my parents were awesome. Okay. But I was so pissed after all this, after I had to be the ambassador and everything, that I came home and it just so happened that I was crossing paths with my parents as they were about to leave to start driving up. And I'd slammed our front door and I was so upset. And my dad came in and he's like, "Boy, what the hell wrong with you? Don't be breaking my house, kind of thing." And my mom started coming down the stairs and I never forget her face. Because she looked at me and my dad, we were getting into it a lot at that time, teenagers, teenager male, a lot of male energy. My mom looks at me and she's like, "What's wrong?" And I said, "Nobody came to my graduation." And I'll never forget this look from my mom. She just immediately broke down in tears. It hit her that she made a mistake instantly. And my dad, I guess, saw it too, and he realized, like, "Oh, wow, we really screwed this one up. This isn't a small screw up. This is a major screw up, right?" And when we come back from the break, I want to share with you the fallout of that. Because that experience created, in my thought process, I don't matter. And with that, it created a lot of bad decisions and self-inflicted wounds. But self-inflicted wounds that would ultimately become blessings, because God is good. So stay tuned. I'll finish up the story and we'll get into what the blessing and the blessing is. Because that's all God does, is give us lessons and blessings. Be right back with more Energetic Health Radio right after these messages.
58 million people suffer from joint aches and stiffness in the U.S. every day. Ignoring chronic joint discomfort can affect mobility and your quality of life. Advanced nutrition company, HealthyCell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexible range of motion. And HealthyCell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with clinically proven ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 11 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. It's 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX Throat Spray to your order, with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutLoud.shop. That's AmericaOutLoud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
When God, through His grace and mercy, gave us free will, the will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all. At a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history, this vision is manifest at AmericaOutLoud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
All right, healers, welcome back. So we leave off and I'm now in full I don't matter mode. But something within me knows that I really do matter. So what does it conjure up in me? Anger. And a person who has a propensity to be a jerk from time to time becomes a jerk with a cape. I become a problem. I'm already outspoken. I'm already opinionated. And now I'm pissed? Are you kidding me? You're going to hear some crazy things. And that's what my life became. An angry teenager listening to angry teenager music, making bad decisions with diet and food that only exacerbated all, getting into the energy of how I'm feeling because other people are feeling it and singing the same type of music and justifying behaviors, being a womanizer, not caring about folks, only caring about myself, embedding a selfishness, embedding an ego, and a really, at times, megalomaniacal way of being. Completely unlikable. And then I couldn't figure out why nobody liked me. Self-inflicted wounds. Self-inflicted wounds that would find me in jail cells. Yeah. Yeah, healers. I've been there. Why do you think I'm real? I've seen some things. I've done some things. Some things I'm not proud of, but some things that have made me into the man I am today. Because God only gives us two things, lessons and blessings. And you can't get to the blessing until you get to the lesson. And if you don't get to the lesson, God is pretty awesome. He's going to give it to you again. You don't get it that time, don't worry, you're going to get it a third time. You don't get it that time, you're going to get it a fourth time. It's going to be a little harder typically each time you get it because he's trying to knock on that thick piece of wood called your head and get through to you. But he's very patient. He's got eternity. You're going to figure this out sooner or later. And sometimes I'm a fast learner and sometimes I'm really slow. But I was not giving up that thought that I don't matter. Now, ultimately, slowly, that starts to injure my relationships with my brothers and sisters. I don't really trust them. I came to your stuff, but you couldn't come to mine. I'm judging them. Right? And there's only one judge, and it's not me. That's why when you start judging people, it creates a real bad energy for you. Self-inflicted wounds. Can't tell you how many bad relationships I got into looking for the wrong things. Look, and how many people could find me and knew my weakness, whether they knew it consciously or subconsciously, they knew my weakness. What was my weakness? I don't matter. Which means you get to run over me. Which means that you get to run over me and start telling me how things are going to be. And then I'm not happy, but I can't leave because I'm actually super loyal. And now I got a nightmare situation going on. Try having a kid with somebody like that, that hates you and knows your weaknesses and can use you and stuff like that. Yeah, that was my life, folks, for a bunch of years. We've all been there. We're having a real conversation right now. But where did it start? See, that's the point. Now, out of all this, ultimately comes some people, even though I have spikes, invisible spikes emitting from me and me pushing people away, I know you're never going to get close enough to love me because I don't want to be hurt again, nonsense, right? Ultimately, I have some people that step in and love me anyway. What a blessing. some people along my life that say, you know what, I'm going to hug you because all you are is broken. And I'm going to show you that's where the light comes in, or better said, that's where the light reemerges from. And I'm going to hug you until you're healed. Even if you reject this hug, I'm still going to hug you anyway. Greatest energy always prevails. And sometimes it's not mine. Thankfully, it's not mine sometimes. And I was very and have been very blessed to have people put up with me on this journey of 33 years. Special people, people I love very much to this day. People who saw through all that to what I really was. I was just hurt. I believed a lie that I don't matter, all based upon one seminal moment that was huge. What I want you to get is that it was just a mistake. My mom and my dad made a mistake. It doesn't outstrip all the other awesome that they were. Look at all these other great things that they did, and I'm going to hold them to account. I'm going to judge them over a mistake. Are you kidding me? That's not how you express grace. Now, over the years, I start on, you know, my healing journey, my journey to re-enlightenment. Remember, we start enlightened. So all you're doing is figuring out what you already are again. You are an enlightened being. You are a being of light. You're just figuring that out again right now. That's all. And what are the expressions of a re-enlightened being? Well, they're actually pretty easy. Gratitude and grace. Authentic expressions of gratitude and grace. That's the commonality among re-enlightened beings. So for me, I get my heart broke a couple times because I was self-destructive. Even though you're hugging me and I got spikes and you're putting up with me, I'm still going to be a problem because I need you to prove to me every day that I matter. Because I've accepted a lie belief that I don't matter. And I'm going to push you away. And I'm going to constantly make you work and work and work and work. And at some point, you're going to get tired of that crap. And you'll be like, look, I'm going to go on to somebody else. And then I'm like, why did you leave me? Heartbroken. God says, oh, now you're going to get the lesson. And I start getting the lesson because I have to rebuild everything from scratch. Had to get torn down to nothing to become something again, or to remember that I was always something the whole time. I just had accepted a belief that wasn't true. See, this is the thing. You're all beings of light. You're all enlightened. But you got to let that light out, which means you got to get through the layers of crap that you've spackled onto yourself that dim and block your light. That's what it comes down to. And cleaning off all that ugly, nasty spackle is going to take some work. So you got to be willing to do that work. It's been my one redeeming quality most of my life. I like to work. Which means I like to work on myself too. I like to become a better version of myself every day. So over the course of about 20 years, I had to learn how to forgive as a reflex. My crazy ex-wife taught me that. Great lesson to learn. Terrible way to learn it. But a great lesson to learn nonetheless. I had to get into the Aloha spirit and understand this incredible gratitude and the beauty of gratitude. I'm so grateful to one of my first teachers, Dr. Kaneko, for really being about gratitude and making this curious thing. Like, why is this guy always happy? He had such a tumultuous life. And still, he's grateful all the time. How does he do that? How is he authentic? I would ask myself. I didn't know. But I knew I wanted to know. He had figured something out that I wanted to figure out. So I would spend years, decades, becoming authentically grateful. And I can say with you at 100% certainty that I am authentically grateful in my life. It's one of the easiest things that flows out of me now. It's just a matter of fact. I remember my auntie, I asked her, how did she get to be 90 plus years old, living by herself, still taking care of herself and everything? She said, baby, let me tell you, every morning I wake up, I say, thank you, God, for this new day. Shoot, well, if that worked for you, it's probably going to work for me. So I started doing that over 30 years ago. Another saving grace. Right? Look, listen to that word. Saving grace. These other phrases we use, right? By the grace of God, right? What does that grace really mean? That grace really means that it's okay to make mistakes. And this is the absurdity of cancel culture. If you don't agree with me on one thing, if you make one mistake 10 years ago, even though you've learned from and become a better person, you are now canceled. That's not something love does. That's something insecurity does. There's nothing more insecure than the devil and those who follow him. Why would I ever let them lead me? It's ridiculous. By the grace of God, we exist. So what is grace? It's okay to make a mistake. That's true of the people in your life, and that's true of you as well. And what do we have in our back pocket the entire time? The ability to forgive. See, we do all this psychoanalyzation and everything to try to figure out where did we go off the track. Well, I found where we went off the track, and I can tell you the whole story of what launched finally this last epiphany for me, or I should say the most recent epiphany for me, that let me know, oh, that's where I went off the track. I didn't get my day. Okay, you didn't get your day. That day is past. You're going to carry that not getting your day forward 33 years? That's what you did? Well, yeah, I'm going to do that. You want to do that anymore? No, I don't want to do that anymore. Okay, so you got the lesson? Yeah, I got the lesson, Father. So here comes the blessing. All that stuff you went through to get the lesson has helped you become who you are today. And now I have to ask if that was by divine design, my mom and my dad making that mistake. Because ultimately, it's made me into a really good person because I was willing to do the work. But more importantly, because I had a lot of people around me who never gave up. Said, you're going to get this. You may have a moment or a thought right now or hearing this story that reminds you of something in your own life. A moment where you accept a false belief that you don't matter. And maybe you'll be able to go back and now look at your life a little bit and go, huh, from that point, sequentially, this happened, and then this happened, this happened, this, these were all self-inflicted, blah, 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 blah. Every time you take ownership of that, you're clearing off some of that dirty spackle that's dimming and blocking your light. Because you're saying, you know what? I was in control of that. I slammed a door. That could have been the end of it right there after I saw my mom crying, but it didn't. I made the decision to hold a grudge. I made a decision to feel wronged by that. I made a decision to accept a false belief that I don't matter. And the entire unraveling of things from that point forward, I can trace back to that moment. So now that we've gotten to that moment, because that's where all the psycho babble wants to get you to, right? But they don't want to get you to the healing in that moment. I want to give you the healing before we get out of here at that moment. Because you know what the healing is? Super simple. Forgive them. And forgive yourself. I was young, and that's what I did. And I'm grateful that I did that, because look what it's turned into today. If I had to do it all over again, I'd probably be a little nicer, honestly, knowing what I know today. But I don't regret anything I've done either. because it's all gotten to the blessing of today, because I was willing to do that work. When we talk about gratitude, gratitude is hopefully self-explanatory. It's about being thankful for what we have, spending more time appreciating what we have than lamenting what we don't. Waking up in the morning and saying, thank you, God, for this new day. I never had to exist, dude. Y'all listen to this. You gotta accept this one inescapable fact about your existence. You never had to exist. There's a reason to be grateful every moment you exist. And something created you. So there's a reason to be grateful to that being. And hopefully you believe what I believe, because I can feel it, because I tell God I love him every day, and I can feel reverberation of energy and his love coming back into me every day. So I know God exists. It's ridiculous to me when people say God doesn't exist. I say, go tell God you love him and tell me what you feel, and then you tell me whether God exists or not. So gratitude is just being grateful, right? It's just being thankful. It's just saying, hey, none of this is all magical. None of this had to happen. And I get to experience it. How lucky am I, right? It's a sense of, wow, this is what I was enlightened to experience. This is great. Even the stuff that kind of sucks is great. It's like cold pizza, right? It's like cold pizza, still kind of good. But that grace, y'all, that's what I wanted you to get today in this one, this talk. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay for the people in your life to make mistakes. Give them that grace. It's what God wants you to get. Give them that grace that it's okay to make a mistake. I love you just the same. In fact, there's no mistake you can make that's going to make me stop loving you, because I have 100% authority over who I love and who I don't. So I'd be crazy to hold that against my parents, just like I was crazy to hold it against them as long as I did. But I don't have to do that anymore. And when I decide that I don't have to do that anymore and I forgive them authentically, something amazing happens. Not only do I get the blessing, but now I'm truly free. And that's what's possible too. May God shine his divine light down upon us all. Everyone we love, and surround us in the protection of his warm and healing embrace. May we have the courage to receive such a blessing should it find us. See you next week, everybody. Aloha and adios.